Amen. If you love the Lord, say amen. Amen. Yeah, if you really love the Lord, say amen. Amen. We have a treat for you this afternoon. They said we have a guest speaker, but he's really not a guest. You just have to guess who it is. He's one of our very own. And I have the privilege to introduce him to you because we seen it live in Newark, New Jersey, a few weeks ago. And so you're going to see it live today. He's going to come before you. But those who may be visiting, today, the fifth Sunday here at Sandy Lane, is our Youth Sunday. And we let our young people lead the youth services. And today you are here, not by accident, but you are here for a reason, because this day we're going to have one of our young present, and you can hear it as well. Amen. Just to give everybody a baseboard where we're coming from with this message, the Newark Youth Conference has several topics that you chose from. The theme was Don't Get It Twisted, but they had several topics, and the topics were, is cultural morally biblical? Don't get it twisted. Too blessed to be stressed. The strategy of the almost. Your attitude determines your altitude. The devastating effects of denominationalism, don't get it twisted. The church, which is not a denomination, don't get it twisted. Using drugs and alcohol were hurt, don't get it twisted. Sex out of marriage will hurt you, don't get it twisted. Protecting from predators. Relationships, constructive or destructive, don't get it twisted. Focus your career, your dreams, your future. Don't get it twisted. Fake truth, fake promises, fake news. Don't get it twisted. These are topics at the youth rally, and some of our young people took some of these topics. And this afternoon when we had our fellowships, they took the liberty to present to the youth group. But our young man that's coming to you today presented his message. And his message is, leaving the church will hurt you. Don't get it twisted. And he's going to be preaching out of 2 Peter 2, 20 through 22. And I just like to have everyone just have their attention go to our own brother, Romeo Emil. Amen.
I'm a hard-fighting tin soldier, and I'm on the battlefield. I'm a hard-fighting tin soldier, and I'm on the battlefield. I'm a hard-fighting tin soldier, and I'm on the battlefield, trying to bring some souls to Jesus. Find the service that I give.
Good afternoon. Before I start, I just wanted to thank some people for allowing me to be able to do this. I wanted to thank the Coopers for giving me the opportunity to go to Newark and go in front of almost 900 people and spread what I wrote. And I wanted to thank the church family and the leadership for allowing me to also be up here and speak today in front of all of you. And I wanted to thank my parents and God for giving me this opportunity and pushing me and allowing me to be here today.
Yes.
In 2 Peter 2:22, it reads, "But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to its own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." This scripture describes the grim image of a dog consuming its own vomit. It refers to Christians who leave the church to go back to the world. Those that the Bible called the backslider, the fallen away. According to the 2015 edition of Churches of Christ in the United States, in the past quarter century, the Christian membership has dropped by over 1.1 million. This is a staggering decline. My topic is, falling away from the church will hurt you. Don't get it twisted. Individuals who leave the church attempt to make excuses to justify why they have left. Some say the church has gotten boring. Some have gotten distracted by the world. Others have simply lost faith and no longer believe in the one true church. The truth is, there is no good reason for leaving the church. In the world, boredom sets in more easily than it used to due to the excessive use of entertainment. This can be true in the church as well. Many leave the church to join a denomination. They are drawn away by their interest in flashy and entertaining congregations, where activities such as praise dancing, speaking in tongues, and instrumental music are common, at the expense of sound doctrine. In 2 Timothy 4:3 of the Holman Bible version, it reads, "For the time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, will multiply teachers for themselves because they have an itch to hear something new. These new things are nothing but distractions and deviations from the pure word of God. They are usually very excessive and add no spiritual meaning to the service. Such activities are not mentioned in the scripture as a part of service in the New Testament church, and people are sadly losing their souls over these. Others may get distracted by things the world has to offer. They chase after illicit pleasures such as drugs, wealth, or sex. In 1 John 2:16, it reads, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." Drugs, wealth, and sex are all portrayed in modern entertainment to be good or cool. Popularity can make these things seem even more enticing because people want to fit in and feel accepted. These things can lead to addictions which can trap you and make it nearly impossible to find your way back to the church. Some Christians have simply lost faith in the Word of God. Like the parable of the sower says, the people who fall away because of the troubles in their lives can be described as the seeds that were planted among the thorns. They were choked out by their troubles. They may have lost a loved one, even though they pray to God to heal them. Sometimes difficulties can be present in their life and make them feel forsaken by God. They may not have the patience to put up with the feeling of abandonment and leave to find some other source of consolation. The same parable talks about a different type of ground the Word of God could have fallen on. Jesus referred to the seeds that were planted in the rocks as people who leave the church shortly after because they have no roots. Decisions have consequences. Leaving the church has consequences of its own. Here are some examples. One consequence of leaving the church is losing your connection with God. Some results of losing your connection with God are not having your prayers heard, less blessings in life, and it will be easier for evil to find you. Another consequence of leaving the church is losing your friends and good influences in life. Brothers and sisters in the church are there to encourage you and lift you up. By leaving the church, you are leaving them behind as well, which means they cannot be there to encourage you anymore. In John 15:5, Jesus says that he is the vine and we are the branches, and if we stay with him, we will bear much fruit. In order to be a branch, we must be in the church, and then we will get our blessings from God. One of the many examples of people who have fallen away is the prodigal son from Jesus' parable. He probably left his father in the first place because he was bored of his life at home, wanted to see what the world had to offer him, or just lost faith in his father's plan. He went out and squandered his money without control. He had parties with his friends and lived a glamorous life. But that ended when he ran out of money. All of his party friends left him and didn't lift a finger to help him. He lived in a very poor state for a while before he realized what he had to do. He headed back home and apologized to his father. His father rejoiced for his return. Brothers and sisters, this is my encouragement to you to stay in the church and to be a strong branch in God's vine, because leaving the church will hurt you. Don't get it twisted. Thank you for your time and attention. May God bless you.
Great job.
Thank you.
Great job.
Yes, sir.